It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It is Trinity! I was getting my podcast going there, so I was kind of delaying there. Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, is here to join us this morning. And how you doing today, Trinity?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm here on your show.
Yes, you are correct.
Great answer.
And she brought some honey.
Right.
Some good old natural Texas honey. Whatever you say, produced or whatever, made here.
Harvested
here in Northeast Texas. So we're looking forward to trying that out.
Yes.
Her and her husband, by the way, are beekeepers, and they're getting into the honey business. And it's great.
Right, yes.
Local honey is great for you, and I'm looking forward to trying that. But that's not why she's here. She was just nice and brought us some because we kept asking her.
Yeah, where's the honey?
Where's the honey? She brought some. But she's here to talk about the DVP charity softball tournament to raise funds for Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. in Texarkana. Now, they rescheduled it because there were some teams out there that wanted to play, and
right. The
date that they had open just it wasn't going to work very well, so they decided to move it, which I think is going to turn out to be a great idea because the weather probably is going to be beautiful for when you rescheduled it. And what is that date for the tournament?
October 16th.
I like that sound of that. October 16th.
Yeah. Nice and cool.
Yes.
It's usually pleasant by that time of the calendar.
Right.
And so October 16th is a Saturday. It'll be at Grady Wallace Park there in the Liberty Isle area, just off the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking for teams, co-ed teams. Now, you said co-ed means at least three females on there.
Yes, at least three females, or you can have more, but you have to have at least three.
At least three. Co-ed. And obviously, you know, usually your softball teams average around 10 players. You could have a few extras.
Right.
Yes.
Because sometimes you need extras. But at least 10, probably 10 players, and three of them need to be at least female, obviously, to make it co-ed.
Right.
But you're looking for anybody that loves to play softball that would like to get a team together, right?
Yes, it's going to be a fun day. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're not super serious about it, if you just want to come out and have fun, I'm going to put you with teams that are just out there to have fun.
Right.
Then my competitive teams that are like ready to, you know, win and dominate.
Show up, yeah.
Yeah, and show up, you know.
We're going to hit them square on.
Some people are take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to put them together, and I'm so excited because we actually got TAPD who's really interested and the Arkansas Fire Department.
Yep.
So
awesome.
I'm going to put them together. It's going to be a great game. And if you don't come out and support anything else, come watch that game because it'll be super
awesome. It's
going to
be amazing. Yeah, that'll be fun.
For sure, we're going to get to see that.
Right.
TAPD and the Texas County Arkansas Fire Department. Texas side? We need to get a hold of them or whatever.
Sean.
It's kind of like, you know, softball, you're not going to get injured playing softball.
No,
I say that because they used to play a football game when they were doing for the – what is that thing they do in Shop of the Cop and
right,
Firefighter?
Right.
Remember when that first started years ago?
Okay, that was one of their fundraisers?
They used to do a flag football game as a fundraiser for that. And
how many
it was
people
Arkansas
were
against Texas. And it was the flag football was a little rough.
A little rough.
And so there were some injuries involved. So they quit doing that.
Right.
Softball's a pretty tame
thing. I think we need to start a new tradition.
I hope we can, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. But it's not limited to that. I mean, if you have a church group,
organizations,
a civic organization, if your business, whatever, if you want to get together a co-ed team and play in this tournament to help out DVP and have fun at the same time, they would love to have you in there. And you were talking about the fact that, unfortunately, the need to help out local families in need, those that have unfortunately been the involved with and had to take domestic violence.
Right. They endured it.
Yeah. You need the help because it's been going up.
Yeah. So we've seen, I don't have the exact numbers on me right now, but I know it was a little bit over a 30% increase of victims that we received help with our agency in the past year. So we served a little bit over 1,000 victims, I think, or maybe a little bit more than that. I know about 700 of those were children.
Oh, no.
So, you know, obviously, it's not getting any better, unfortunately.
No, it's not.
It might be because of the COVID thing and people had to stay together and be together so much, and they already had trouble going to begin with.
Right, the stressors.
And the stress and whatever, and it just got worse. Yeah. So the need is definitely there. And this is to raise funds for that. All the funds raised go to that DVP here in Texarkana to help out the people. So we'll continue talking with Trinity about get involved in this and being part of the softball tournament. Come, this would be news time, but we've had news a couple of times this morning as far as local news is concerned. So we'll let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texture County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk interview with our a good friend, Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., which helps out so many people that have been abused as far as domestic violence is concerned. And they need the help. And they've come up with this tremendous idea to have a charity co-ed softball tournament on the 16th of October. So they'd like to get you registered and your money turned in by the 6th, which would be next Wednesday. So if you are an organization, civic group, whatever, if you want to get together, maybe you already have a team together that plays. Come on, register and have a good time and play at the same time out at Grady Wallace Park on that day. And the neat thing is she says that the TAPD, Texas County Arkansas Police Department, and the fire department in Texas County Arkansas are already in.
Right. They signed up.
They signed up. They're practicing.
So, they're going to win.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
So please get involved with this. And even if you don't have a team, it might be something you want to come out and just watch.
I'd like to watch
the police and fire department play each other.
Right. That'll be good.
See how that turns out. What's the number to get a hold of you guys if there's somebody out there that wants to register a team or maybe they got a question that we haven't answered?
Yes, please call me at our office at 903-794-4000 and ask for Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the money's going to be used because you're grant funded, so it has to go very specific on the grant. So this is money that can fill gaps. Is that correct?
Yes. So we are grant funded, which that means is we have to be very specific on how we spend our grant funds. So when we have someone come in who needs relocation services or they need, you know, gas for their car or something like that, we can use this fundraised money to spend, you know, how we want to.
Okay.
No, I like those gaps.
Yeah.
So make sure everybody's safe and sound.
Right. So the funds go specific.
Right.
Or Pacific. No.
Pacific. I did that once, okay, everybody.
Yeah, I know. But get involved with it. You know,
Please, we
don't have enough people here in the building to put together a team. But,
no, we don't.
If we did, I would. Because I like.
I know. I keep telling people they should pick you up.
Well, I'm not. I mean, they could pick me up, but I don't know how much help I could be these days. I used to be pretty good at it, but that was a few years back.
Okay, a couple sleeps ago?
Yeah. But, you know, if you are a little younger than me, maybe, and you can get together the team, you ought to do it.
Please do.
And have fun. We ought to make plans to at least go out there and watch a little bit and do a Facebook Live from it on the 16th of October. Sounds like a good thing to do. Well, Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. is in here, and she and Anna and you people out there are going to play our game today.
Oh, good.
Which is called Yes or BS. I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's yes, true, or Barbra Streisand, as they call it, made up stuff.
Okay, let's do
it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin. was the first man to pee his pants on the moon.
I don't think so.
BS.
Yeah, we're saying no.
It's true.
It's true.
Buzz Aldrin was the first man. Well, you know, when you're on the moon and you're walking on the moon and you got to go.
Right. Well, he could have held it for an hour. I'm sure. Anyhow.
Anyway, he peed his pants. So, yes, he was the first one. It takes 100 gallons of maple sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup, or as Anna would call it, syrup.
I don't think so.
Can you repeat the question? I was laughing at the other one.
It takes 100 gallons of maple sap out of the tree to make 1 gallon of maple syrup.
That's a little high, I think.
Or BS.
Yeah, maybe it's a little high, BS.
It is twice as high as it actually is. It takes 50 gallons.
Okay.
So, yes, you are right there. The killer whale, or orca, is not really a whale. It's the largest member of the dolphin family.
True.
Very good.
I knew that one.
You knew that one right away. It is true. Well, let's see. There are 13 points on Kermit the Frog's collar.
Nah.
Kermit the Frog?
No. That's so weird. Okay, no.
Yeah, like we would count them, but no.
No, all right, Smarty Pants, how many are
there? We don't know. We're just saying no.
You're right. There's only 7. Okay. Of all the actors on the TV show MASH,
right,
only Jamie Farr, who played Corporal Max Klinger,
right,
actually served in the Korean War, which the TV show was about. So of all the actors on the TV show MASH, only Jamie Farr, Corporal Max Klinger, actually served in the Korean War. Is that yes or BS?
I bet it's true. I bet they had at least one person.
I'm going to go with her.
That is exactly right. He actually was in the Korean War.
Hmm.
The Roadrunner is the state bird of the state of New Mexico.
No, I thought it was Texas.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. No.
Oh. Well, we're going to say yeah.
The state bird in Texas is the mockingbird.
Right.
Okay.
So the Roadrunner is New Mexico.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The Roadrunner is New Mexico. Let's see. One more. The Hundred Years' War, whenever that occurred.
100 years ago?
Actually lasted 116 years. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Y'all did quite well. Amazingly so.
I'm still stuck on the astronaut question because I'm not sure how.
Because if they landed on the moon, didn't nobody else go Tinkletown when they were just sitting on the moon?
But
it was touching the moon.
He was
they were on the moon.
You're missing it.
They didn't say walking on
the moon. They meant it, though. He was walking on the moon. He was one of the astronauts who walked out on the moon. And he's the first one, supposedly,
they didn't phrase it
who
right.
peed in his pants because they had a little thing there that would take it.
Like a
paper. Like, I understand that, but it's like you're in zero gravity. and you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're missing it. That's why.
She's stuck on a different
We're running out of time here, but it's because.
She's going to draw the picture.
They had
I'm sorry.
They had something in his pants that would catch it.
Like
so he
a
wouldn't
diaper.
Get, yeah, so he wouldn't get wet. Obviously, if he went to pee on the moon, there's no gravity. It would have went straight up.
He was soon off his mouth.
Okay, now that we've just grossed everybody out. All right. And Trinity, just hang around.
Please.
We're going to keep it through the top of the hour so we can kind of put this all together. Y'all are killing me. All right, more of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig. Billy Dean, only here for a little while on The Pig. At 1039mypigradio.com. And we want to thank Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, for sticking around and staying with us through the top of the hour to kind of put a wrap on this big event that's going on October 16th at the Grady Wallace Parks. It's a DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., fundraiser, a co-ed charity softball tournament. And so they're looking for teams to join in, and they'd like to have you registered and have your payment by the 6th, which would be next Wednesday, so they can get it all organized. But, they're looking for anybody that wants to get together a team. If you're somebody that usually has a team and plays softball, great, come on.
Yeah.
If you're an organization, a church group, a civic group, a business that just wants to get involved, or police and fire departments,
right,
like the Texas County Arkansas Police and Texas County Arkansas Fire that's already signed up.
Right.
To play in this tournament, because you can have the fun of playing softball,
right,
and it helps them so much.
They'll it does.
Specifically link it to something involved with DVP to help out people who are suffering from abuse. And Trinity, unfortunately, tells us that number
has increased
over the last year
while
COVID's been going on. So they need co-ed teams, at least 10 people on a team. Usually you can have a few extras if you need them. And at least 3 of them need to be female. It can be more than that, but at least 3 need to be female to make it co-ed.
Right.
And how do they get their team registered?
Yes. So you can call me at our Texarkana office at 903-794-4000. Ask for Trinity, and I can email you, or you can come by and pick up the registration stuff, and we can figure out the payment situation.
Because you said it only averages out to what? How much a player?
If it's a 10-man team.
Yeah, it's a 10-man team, so $200 to register, so $20 per person.
Okay, so,
it's a good,
$20
just
a person.
Just don't have lunch that day.
Yeah, $20 a person, don't have lunch. That's true. $20 a person to be able to do that and be involved is nothing. And so, even if you or somebody, you're not in a position to do it, but you know of somebody.
Right.
Let them know about this tournament. Tell them about
share
it and say, hey, I know you like to play softball.
Right.
And get them involved so they can have enough teams to make a good amount of money.
Right. That's the whole purpose.
Right.
Yes. And, it's not really, we want the money, but October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we're out spreading awareness. Just come support if you don't want to play, and just come learn about who we are and what we do and what services we offer.
All right.
Right.
So looking forward to it. And like I said, I'm especially looking forward to watching the Texarkana, Arkansas Police, and the Fire Department.
Right. It's going to be a good one.
It'll be good. All right, Trinity, thanks for coming in, and good luck on the tournament.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.